It's for formerly incarcerated drug and alcohol offenders who opted for a rigorous program of treatment and counseling set up by the courts as a better option.
It is an intensive program.
Gary Hughes is director of the Community Corrections Program.
So to reach that 200 mark, knowing the services that those 200 individuals have received, knowing the lives that those individuals now touch and the families they now touch, I can't say enough about being able to reach that.
My life before drug court was so unmanageable. I was always in and out of jail. I considered that normal.
Brittany Welch is a 2017 drug court graduate.
The most amazing experience in there. I never graduated prom or even high school, but I was bound and determined I'd given this chance to do good.
Henrico established the Adult Drug Treatment Court after circuit judges began looking for ways to break the cycle of individuals with alcohol and drug problems reappearing before the court.
So there are individuals who are in the process of having their probation revoked, typically to noncompliance issues, and depending on criteria, and some of the criteria involves having no violent convictions, no drug sales convictions. But if individuals are interested and they fit the criteria and they're deemed clinically appropriate, they may be allowed to enter, and it is a voluntary program. They have to choose to enter, and then the court has to agree.
What follows is a minimum of 12 months of counseling, treatment, and supervision.
Each week when I went up there in front of a judge, and there was no sanction, I felt a little bit more pride. And at every marker, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, and then 9 months clean, my self-esteem just rose, and I've just never been more proud, actually, of myself, and that's a really hard thing to accomplish when you've been a drug addict most of your life, is to be proud of something that you've done.
Drug court cost the county as much as $15,000 each for the treatment, but they say a 12-month incarceration is $29,000, and then there is the hope of a better life.
I've seen it create miracles. I always speak about that, and it's offered me so much hope. And I'm so blessed that I got to be in it. And the other participants, I know most of them feel the same way, too.
Today, Brittany is working as a peer recovery specialist for Henrico Area Mental Health and Developmental Services.
It's given me my life back and an opportunity to be an engaging citizen or just a contributor. I could not have imagined my life the way it is today. Each day that I wake up, it seems more beautiful than the last, and it seems like a dream.
Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.